Welcome back, everybody. Welcome. My name is Maggie Dawn. You are listening to the Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. We're joined this half hour by Michigan State University Professor Russell Lucas discussing the state of affairs in Iran, what comes next, what actually happened over the weekend. I have an inquiring mind, and I want to know. Kurt from Madison has a question. If you've got a question for the good professor, feel free to text that in, 855-752-4842. I'll get to that in just a moment. I had asked a really basic question, and I'll supplement it with some of the live updates coming in from CNN at this moment. In fact, Secretary Hegseth did provide a classified briefing to senators. They are saying that Iran's key nuclear enrichment facilities are, quote, no longer operational. That's also coming from the International Atomic Energy Agency, though they have yet to receive a response from Tehran about resuming inspections. The inspections are such a key part of this. If we want to know how far off Iran is from potentially having a nuclear weapon, we need inspectors there. So that would seem to me to be a really critical piece that we would want our president to get Iran to agree to in these soon to occur negotiations. But let's take a listen to what Donald Trump had to say earlier this morning. If we've got it. Let me know. Okay, great. Here we go. Oh, okay. Go ahead. So sorry. And we'll get to that. And here we are. It's very Trump-esque, lacking on some specificity there. And as well, CNN reporting that the Ayatollah Khomeini saying that they have been victorious and won in their war against Israel. What do you make of all of this? Do we still need to be at a negotiating table with Iran? By the way, is there a ceasefire between Israel and Iran?
Well, supposedly there's a ceasefire. It seems to be holding. There isn't any missile fire going back and forth lately. But, you know, it's a ceasefire. It's not, you know, a peace agreement or anything like that. Nothing's been resolved. So it could be very easy for that ceasefire to fall apart at any moment. But given, unlike, you know, where Israel and Gaza, where it could just be, one person's rifle fire stopping a ceasefire. This one requires missile launches or drone launches. And so one can hope that it holds more. I do think that, behind the scenes, on one hand, the United States very much took cues from Israel in launching the US attack. But at the same time, I think there was also the President Trump very clearly saying, okay, the United States is done and Israel should be done too now. And that was kind of a very public messaging that he expected Israel to stop its attacks on Iran. And Iran claims victory, Israel claims victory, the United States claims victory, gold stars for everyone. So I think, and that's not uncommon in international situations like this. I do, when it comes to, whether it's a deal or no deal next week when the United States meets with Iran, Iran is probably, is the regime's pretty resilient. It's been around since 1979. Right. It's not a one person regime, although Ayatollah Khamenei, the supreme leader, has a veto over pretty much all the policies. It is a fairly robust and complicated government that includes democratic elections that are reasonably free and fair, and the results aren't automatically known in advance. It's far from being a democracy, but the public and different factions within the Iranian government have their spaces within this regime, and that makes it a lot more resilient than, you know, saying being a one-person regime, say like Saddam Hussein's Iraq.
Understood. Let me ask you this question from Kurt from Madison, which is an interesting one, and that is, we know that Iran and Russia have a partnership of some type. What prevents, or is that partnership premised on the fact that Russia can assist Iran in developing a nuclear weapon? Is that part of the reason that they have a strategic alliance?
Not really. And, you know, one can make a lot of, you know, a lot out of that relationship. At the end of the day, Russia did not do a whole lot for Iran lately. Iran's done a lot more for Russia. So I think it's, you know, the power kind of flows, you know, north, not south in that relationship. So I'm not really sure that, you know, first of all, you know, Russia isn't going to help Iran like develop a nuclear weapon. You know, remember, you only need 1940s technology to develop a nuclear weapon. So Iran can do that on its own. And it has been.
Which
I'm
reverts
really
back
sure.
to your yeah, it reverts back to your prior point that Iran, that this is an intentional game of cat and mouse.
Right.
That the point has been trying to get inspectors in. I would presume that indeed the United States will meet with Iran next week and that these inspections will be a key part of that. Is that a fair assumption on my part?
Yes, but whether I think the Iranians also might have learned another lesson, and that is that they could do this in secret and choose the North Korea route.
Mm-hmm.
And that's going to be a dangerous outcome of all this, what Israel and the United States did.
Thank you so much. That's Professor Russell Lucas of the Michigan State University. Thank you so much. We're going to continue our discussion with Allison McManus of the Center for American Progress Action Fund. Don't go anywhere. You've got questions. She's got answers. 855-752-4842. Keep it locked.